Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. In our studios today is Alice Wanamaker from the Carvin Chamber and Economic Development and Ashley Sire, the Marketing Director of Blue Mountain Resort. Welcome. I'm happy to have you here today to tell us all about Carvin County and what's going on in that area. Alice, why did you bring Ashley along with you today?
Thanks so much for allowing us to come in and talk a little bit about our corner of the upper Lehigh Valley today. Carvin County is southern Poconos, and we're excited. I brought Ashley today from Blue Mountain Resort. She's a big part of the chamber and what we do, not only in the Lehigh Valley, but in Carvin County as well. And Blue Mountain Resort is one of our partners in both the areas, the Lehigh Valley and Carvin County. And it's always fun to bring one of our partners and talk about not only the power of partnerships, but what we're doing in those communities and how we're achieving it through partnerships.
Let's jump into one of the roles that Ashley serves. You mentioned to me earlier that sometimes people want somebody to talk to who isn't necessarily involved with the chamber, but perhaps more on a business level. Right. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Ashley's an ambassador at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, and that's really an extension of our staff. The ambassadors are volunteers. They know as much, if not a little bit more, than what the staff does at the Lehigh Valley Chamber and the Carvin Chamber. And, you know, really, it's a great opportunity for new members or members who are really just starting to get into the networking to speak to one of their peers about how to use their benefits, how to get involved, what's networking all about. It can be scary. It's uncomfortable. And ambassadors make it a little bit easier and more fun.
So, Ashley, what are some of the questions that you get? What are some of the benefits of being a member?
I think the most powerful part of being a part of the chamber is the networking. I go to several events a month, and I just think that's so important to build relationships. You know, they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know, and I find so much truth with that being involved in the chamber.
I always ask chamber people this question, how long does it take to build a relationship?
I think it can be instant. You know, I go out to these events, and you always got to look for the person in the corner who's kind of not very comfortable networking and a little bit shy. And, you know, maybe they just join and they don't know anybody else in the room or kind of what to do. And you just make them feel comfortable and you got that instant connection. Yeah.
Now, you're representing the area of the Poconos. Yeah. When I think of the Poconos, I think back to the Lucille Ball show. And she and Ricky used to run to the Poconos for a romantic getaway. Why is that?
The 90s were filled with advertisements geared towards the Poconos is romantic, and it's where lovers go. The heart-shaped bathtubs and hot tubs, everyone knew about that in the 90s. That was kind of phased out a little bit later on. They still exist. They're still there. But really, the Poconos is open for everyone, families, single folks, younger people, everyone.
Have you seen the heart-shaped facilities?
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple of them up in Monroe County that we've been to and we've toured, and they're still there.
I have not seen them, but they're still very top of mind for even me when I think of the Poconos.
Well, I've known about it for years, never seen it.
I visited Texas. I lived in Colorado for a little while. And when I told people where I was from, I said somewhere in between the Poconos and Allentown, and then that would help them find me in my little town. And when I said the Poconos, of course, even people in Colorado knew at that time about amazing. The heart-shaped hot tubs and bathtubs. So they've made a reputation around the country.
Alice, are you from this area?
I am. I'm born and raised in Slatington.
Ashley?
Yep, Walnutport for me.
All right. They needed a couple local people to engage the community in economic development and chamber.
And that's really you know, a huge focus of Tony Iannelli, our president and CEO. He wants to make sure that the staff that is working in the community knows their community, lives in the community, and really is part of it. And it works out really well that way, that we know what's around us and kind of have a feel for our communities.
So I've talked with Tony and Frank. We've done a show with them. And you're one of the chambers and economic development corporations that fold in under the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. How often do you talk to somebody like Tony?
Yeah. So as a staff person, and I've probably had 15 bosses other than Tony, I've never had a boss that's so accessible as Tony Iannelli, probably every day, every other day. If I wanted to talk to him three times a day, I could certainly do that. He's very accessible and makes himself available to staff and community members as well.
And what type of things does he offer to you as a manager?
mentor, yes. A great mentor, a great coach, really has a vision for the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and its partners like the Carbon Chamber and Economic Development Corporation, and helps us achieve that vision. He is very hands-on when he has to be, but that doesn't really happen a lot. We have ownership in our communities, which is really great. We're a bottom-up organization, so our volunteers are in charge of the community. We're really doing what they need us to do as staff, and then just kind of making that go up the ladder to Tony himself, you know, who gets to help and assist where necessary.
Each organization like yours does have a mission. Mm-hmm. Could you be specific with Carbon County and tell me exactly what your mission is or how you see it coming down?
Yeah, our mission follows that on the coattails of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber, and it's to improve the economic quality of life in Carbon County and the surrounding regions. And we do that through partnerships and making a difference in our communities. So we specifically do that by hosting events, promoting our businesses that are part of our membership, and really just spreading the word, making a difference in our communities by putting dollars back on the main street, giving to organizations, nonprofits that need it in our communities. So we are working on things that are needed in the community.
How many members do you have?
In Carbon, we're just over 500. In the Greater Lehigh Valley, we've got over 6,000 members with all of our partners. Yeah.
What does the future look like for your area?
Amazing. In one word, amazing. In Carbon County, we're seeing growth all over the place. We've had businesses move from one area to the other so that they could themselves grow within their organization, like the Lehighton Outdoor Center. We've seen folks apply for development grants and things like that so that they can further grow. But a lot is happening in Carbon County, not just in Lehighton and Palmerton and Jim Thorpe, but even up in the Albrightsville, Lake Harmony area. There's a lot happening.
I was just going to say, our CEO, Barb Green, I think that she said it best one time. If you're looking to do something, do it in Carbon County because it probably hasn't been done yet. Lots of opportunity.
Why is there opportunity there?
With our close proximity to the Lehigh Valley, I mean, everyone's talking about it, right? The Lehigh Valley is growing at exponential rates, and there's not only people living here and working here from Philadelphia on up, but we are so close to Allentown. We are so close to Philadelphia with the turnpike and easy exits. I think that's really the main reason why there's opportunity and growth happening in Carbon County. It's easy to get to. It's fun. You can almost do everything there.
So what's your favorite thing to do in Carbon County?
Oh, my goodness, eat.
There's a lot of good food around here.
Yeah. You got a little bit of everything. We got the river. We got the mountains.
Tell us a little bit about Blue Mountain.
So Blue Mountain, it's four seasons of fun, like I like to say. A lot of people still think of us as just a ski resort. You know, they always say, what do you do during the summer? You know, how do you stay busy? But I don't think it really even slows down anymore. We have, you know, outdoor adventures. We're doing kids camps, a ton of weddings, banquets, meeting space. Just always something going on up there.
And of all those things, what do you like to do?
Spending the day playing on the high ropes course, or last year we just put in a 40-foot rock climbing wall. That's awesome with zip lines coming off of it. It's a great day outdoors.
How popular have the zip lines become?
Very popular. I think that we saw the need for, you know, people are constantly looking for zip lines and kind of stuff like that to do outside. So that was kind of our inspiration to put it up. We actually started with our high ropes course, which only had about maybe 50 feet of zip line out of it. And people were kind of coming up like, hey, you know, we want to do more of this. So we saw that demand.
What percentage of your economy is tourism?
Tourism is the largest employer and the largest economic driver in Carbon County. We see that happening now. We see the future growth. A lot of businesses coming in have to do with that in Carbon County. And it's really what drives our economy.
Now, you're doing some things at your chamber to assist business owners in hiring. What's the program that you have coming up?
Every year we operate a class of Leadership Carbon, and that starts in September and runs through May. And that program really is designed around making our young folks, and not just young folks, but new folks in professions, grow as leaders so that they can give back not only within their organization and see themselves grow, but also within community and nonprofit organizations that they may be part of.
Is this a weekly program?
So Leadership Carbon meets once a month, and there's a couple full days, but it is a half-day program, and it takes the participants out to different businesses and organizations in the community. So whether they're getting to see how the county government operates in Carbon County, or they're getting out to visit the Environmental Center. Ashley just went through the program last year.
Did, yeah.
And I know we've added a few things. They hosted the first ever nonprofit expo and mentorship luncheon. So it really involves things like that and giving back to the community at the same time.
How many people can you have in the program?
An average class size is about 15 to 20 participants from different businesses around Carbon County. I graduated 3 years ago, and it really was helpful to learn about the different organizations that are available in Carbon County that really need our help.
Yeah, I like to consider myself pretty familiar with Carbon County, but going through that program, there was definitely a lot that I learned that I would have never experienced.
So if somebody's thinking about doing this, what would you tell them? You should come to this program because...
Because it's the best way to learn about Carbon County firsthand, get in to see business, get in to see nonprofit, get in to see tourism. Mm-hmm. We go to the schools. It's fully instructed by LTRIC. We have an instructor from LTRIC that comes in and administrates the program. So it's professionally driven, and it really is just a great way to really learn about Carbon County and at the same time make amazing friends.
Ashley, what's the best thing you got out of the program?
I think the relationships that I made, absolutely. I consider myself pretty lucky to work for a company who promotes, you know, being out in the community so much, and it was pretty eye-opening to meet people from other companies who have the same kind of mission.
Do you find that soft skills are an issue with employers in Carbon County?
Yeah, with economic development in our office, we not only hear, you know, we're looking for growth or we want to invest in the community, we're hearing we need help with employees. So we do get that a lot, that folks don't know how to interview, a firm handshake, even, you know, introducing themselves is difficult. So we also have a council that Ashley's part of, the future leaders of Carbon County, are young professionals, and we work on those networking skills, introductions, things like that. So all of that's happening out of our office.
Do you find that most people are using the internet to get the interviews right now?
Yes, without a doubt.
Absolutely. I can speak from a seasonal employment standpoint. We hire about 1,200 people over winter. So soft skills are totally on every manager's top list.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about soft skills when we come back. I am Greg Caponia, and you are listening to On Every Main Street on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and it may be tax deductible. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Allentown Art Museum, presenting exhibitions from world-class artists and a collection of more than 19,000 works of art, offering activities for the whole family, from yoga in the galleries to discussions with artists and national opinion leaders, third Thursday events, and family activities every Sunday. The Allentown Art Museum is the Lehigh Valley's center for creativity and meaningful conversation. For more information, allentownartmuseum.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm with Alice Wanamaker from the Carbon Chamber and Economic Development Group and Ashley Sire of Blue Mountain Resort. We're talking about how employers have an opportunity to employ people who have been other places during other seasons. There's green season, there's cold season. How does that work?
Yeah, so we've definitely heard conversations happen among the employers within Carbon County, such as Blue Mountain Resort, such as Lily Heighton Outdoor Center, Pocono Whitewater. Those different organizations may operate in the green season, they may operate in the winter season. So when folks are done being ski instructors or operating the lifts at Blue Mountain or, you know, up further up north, they can go and then work at one of the whitewater rafting companies, even at Skirmish up in Albrightsville. So there's opportunities for employment on a part-time basis, seasonally, in all seasons in Carbon County.
Now, you just had an event. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm going to throw that one over to Ashley. Blue Mountain hosted the 8th annual Spartan here in Carbon County this past weekend.
And Blue Mountain actually has 5 festivals every year, is that right?
We do. We have five major festivals that we host on our own. Spartan, we are just the venue for. Spartan comes and they set up everything, take it all down. But over this weekend, we saw 10,000 runners plus spectators, which was huge for Carbon County.
Yeah.
And the economic impact has to be huge.
It's a huge economic driver within the county. You know, those 10,000 people, probably about half of them aren't from the area, so they need places to stay. That's putting heads in beds. They need places to eat. They need to refuel.
I actually met people over the weekend from North Carolina and from Dallas, Texas.
They're only getting here by plane, so they're using our local airports and things like that. So, yeah, it's a huge driver. They come for Spartan. They stay for the entire weekend and do other things while they're here.
What's your next event?
Our next event is going to be Beer Fest. It's August 23rd and 24th. In addition to that, we host a wine festival. We host a bark bash, which is pet friendly. We host a winter festival. And then we partner with the Carbon County Chamber on Oktoberfest.
Talk to me about Bark Fest.
Yep, so Bark Bash is a pet-friendly event. We open up the mountain. You can run with your dog. We do canine cop demos. We have a ton of pet vendors. We do a bark burn run. It's a 5K that you can bring your pet along with. Lots going on.
So the dogs get a chance to win a medal.
Yeah, yes.
When they complete the run.
Yes. And as a pet lover, if you don't have your own pet, like I don't have my own pet at home, I'm too busy for that. It's a great place to go and get those puppy snuggles and kisses in. Yep.
We have multiple rescues that come to the mountain too. So if you don't have a furry friend, you can meet your furry friend there and bring him home.
When you get 10,000 people to show up to an event, how do they learn about this event? What type of media do you do? How do you reach out to all the people?
Well, Spartan is huge. Spartan is actually in 40 countries, and they deem Blue Mountain one of the most difficult courses just due to our terrain. So that just attracts people to the area all in itself.
And I can vouch for that. I competed in Spartan this past
Alice
weekend.
Is a Spartan.
And it was the hardest thing I've ever done physically.
What do you do?
Very challenging.
What's it encompass?
It encompassed 3 miles of pretty much walking up the mountain on one of the hottest days of the year. And people that say we don't have mountains in Pennsylvania, they've never walked up the Blue Burn at Blue Mountain Resort. We definitely have that going on. And there's 19 different obstacles on the mountain. Things like spear throwing, climbing over walls, running with 45 extra pounds on my back in a sandbag carry. It was just a lot of fun, very challenging.
Use a lot of social media?
They did use a lot of social media to promote Spartan. I got a lot of emails about it. As a worldwide organization, they're all over, again, all over the world doing these OCRs.
They have a very big following. That's why it draws people from all over the country.
Yeah. Is that an obstacle course OCR?
Yes, obstacle course run.
The Sturm Cup. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. The Sturm Cup is our Carbon County's annual golf tournament. We are going into our 13th annual Sturm Cup this September. It's going to be hosted on Friday, September 13th. So we are theming it a little bit to the Friday the 13th, since it's our 13th annual on Friday the 13th. The tournament itself is named after Jack Sturm. And Jack was one of our board members at the Carbon Chamber and Economic Development Corporation for many, many years. But he, without a doubt, made a huge impact on tourism and partnerships among businesses in Carbon County over decades of work that he did. Mm-hmm. He was one of the first people I ever met when I came on board with the Chamber, made a huge impact on my life. Unfortunately, we lost Jack 4 or 5 years ago, and we named the golf tournament after him. And a great partnership there again with Blue Mountain Resort.
Yeah, Jack was a huge part of Blue Mountain too. He was more or less our Goodwill Ambassador. He actually hired me for my first job at Blue Mountain back in high school.
If you want to join in the activities, how do you sign up?
All of the information about any of the events we're having, Oktoberfest, Sturm Cup, can all be found on our website, discovercarbonpa.com.
Okay, let's jump into Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Oktoberfest, we're going in our third year of a partnership with Blue Mountain Resort. They host it. And we really assist in the planning and execution of the event. Mm-hmm. It happens traditionally, as it does in Germany, on the last weekend in September. This year it's September 28th and 29th. And we go from 12 to 5 p.m. at the base of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's a free event.
You have music, and of course you have beer.
We do.
Cold and beer. Food. Yeah. We have traditional German bands, dances, lots of stuff for the kids to do. It's a family-friendly event. We're still looking for sponsors and vendors, and if you want more information on that, you can visit skibluemt.com.
If you want to be a sponsor, what levels are available?
There are levels from $200 up to, I believe, $5,000. So there's something for everyone in there to be part of Oktoberfest. And over the last 3 years, we've seen it only grow at Blue Mountain Resort.
Absolutely.
I know the first year I was part of it, we sold out of food the first day, so we had to go restock that. And it's really grown. We've adjusted to make sure that everyone is getting food and beverages and having a great time.
I think last year we saw about 4,000 people in attendance between the 2 days, so it's a pretty big event.
It sounds like in Carbon County you have a lot of people who commute.
We do. Carbon County is a great place, easy access to the major highways, 80, the Turnpike, so folks are coming here from New York City, Philadelphia, even Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton.
Tourism is such a great part of economic development in Carbon County. In 5 years, where do you see this going? You mentioned the Beer Fest. You mentioned all your five events and the golf tournament. Can you talk to me about the growth and how you're going to attract more growth for those products?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have economic development as part of our organization, obviously the Carbon Chamber and Economic Development Corporation. Kathy Henderson is our Director of Economic Development. She works with the corporations not only to help them employ more people, but continue to grow in all different stands. I know she's worked on a couple projects talking about maybe bringing a larger convenience store to Carbon County, such as maybe a Wawa or a Sheetz or something like that. So she's worked on those projects. But we're catching the wave now of the craft beer industry. We've got amazing wineries. We only see that continue to grow in Carbon County. And, you know, definitely the agritourism, as we call it, will continue to grow. People want to come out and take tours of the wineries. They want to see how the beer is made. So all of that's happening here in Carbon County.
I think from a resort standpoint, too, we just see constant growth year over year. And, you know, we're just changing with the times constantly to accommodate more guests. And, you know, like they say, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
So take me on the perfect weekend. How do I start?
Ooh. Don't forget your hiking boots is what I would say, and your bathing suit if it's in the summer, because we've got some amazing rivers and amazing whitewater rafting companies to go rafting with, or you have access to the Appalachian Trail right at, you know, at the top of Blue Mountain. You can hop on the Appalachian Trail and hike up to the Delaware Water Gap, get a ride back or hike back, however you wish. Outdoor adventure, it's really our brand.
I think the Appalachian Trail itself is just huge for Carbon County.
Yeah.
I know at our restaurant, we constantly see hikers and families stopping in.
Biking is huge. We're looking at hopefully having the 165 miles of the DNL, which is the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor, complete by the end of 2020. Our section hopefully will be done by the end of July.
Well, that's a big thing.
It's huge. So if you compare it to what's happening out, like out west in the Great Allegheny Passage, folks are taking weekend, week trips to just bike along those trails. And we see that as a possibility for Carbon County. And when that happens, it's really going to open us up to even more tourism. So I know last year, Wes Bowman's put in a campground right there on their site along the DNL trail so that folks can take a rest if they are going to be doing those weekend or week-long trips along the trail.
Do you see more campgrounds coming into the area?
Absolutely. We actually just opened a campground this year at Blue Mountain. So we have basic camping. We've also started something called glamping. So we'll set up your tent for you. You got a solar-powered shower, outdoor cooking, where glamour meets camping, glamping.
Is it expensive?
$130 a night.
So for $130 a night, you go and glamp.
You're still kind of in a tent.
Yeah, no, well, you are in a tent. You are. You get two queen-size beds. You said a solar-powered shower. You have a bathroom in your tent.
And do they deliver stuff to your door?
We do, yeah. Our our chef will bring you food to prepare on your fire.
That's happening right there on the mountain. And
we have 15 sites, and they're scattered all around the mountains. You can get a view. You can be in the woods if you want to. You kind of pick your experience.
So on Saturday, I've gone biking. I've gone rafting. I'm glamping.
We're forgetting my favorite part of Carbon County, and that's the eating part. You're hungry. There's so many great restaurants. I'm going to point, you know, right at Slopeside, right there at Blue Mountain Resort, because the Groomer Burger, I'm sorry if you're a vegetarian, but there's nothing better than the Groomer Burger, in my opinion. It's a great burger. It's got, you know, the fried onion rings on top of it, the bacon, the barbecue sauce, and cheese.
You're going to have to do your trip on a Thursday night because we do patio party and $5 burgers.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing that I've learned today is that tourism is alive in Carbon County.
It is. Absolutely.
And it's happening all over the county. If you're looking for a good place to go, if you're in Philadelphia, if you're in New York, we'll have a lot of people who listen to WDIY online, and oftentimes we'll get people ask us, what should I do?
Yeah. a great weekend in Carbon County, you know, you can go on our website, visit discovercarbonpa.com. We have a great tool called Trip Builder. So you can completely build your weekend trip right there. Start at where you're going to stay, where you're going to eat. Maybe you want to take a bike ride. You want to go to the only 35-millimeter drive-in theater. You can do all of that in Carbon County. Go on a rafting trip. There's so much happening. And once you're done, you can click Print My Trip, and it will give you a nice itinerary for your visit to Carbon County.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Once again, we're with Alice Wanamaker from Carbon County Chamber and Ashley Sire of Blue Mountain Resort. For WDIY, I'm Greg Caponia.